Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing on the topic of aiding the oppressed, the doors of the heavens are open. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three people's supplications are never rejected. The one, the supplication of the just Muslim ruler. Number two, the supplication of a fasting person at the time of iftar. And the third, the supplication of an oppressed person whose supplication is lifted above the clouds, and the dua and the doors of the heaven are moved by it, and to whom Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, by my honor, I will surely come to your aid, even if it be after some time. No barrier for supplication of the oppressed. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that when dispatching Sayyidina Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Yemen, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following to him, fear the supplication of the oppressed, as there is no barrier between it and Allah. Note, defending the oppressed is an obligation upon humanity, and Islam has therefore emphasized its importance. Muslims are required to respond to the plea of the oppressed, even across religious borders. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala himself states that he will defend the rights of the oppressed, even though it may be after a short while. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.